everyone. Sally Abbott here, back as editor for the August 2024 edition of Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. This month, the front cover is bright and beautiful, showing a close-up of two golden yellow sunflowers set against a clear blue sky. The dark disc flowers, which form the middle of the flower heads, resembles a giant eye with an almost black centre like the pupil, surrounded by a band of caramel brown like the iris. The cheery yellow ray petals radiate out from the centre like a fringe. This month we're going to hear from a couple who have opened their farm up for pick-your-own sunflowers, find out that Wroxham Miniature Worlds is getting an exciting new addition for this summer, and learn about late summer at Strumpshaw Fen. The love letter this month is to Wells Next to the Sea, and Chris Armstrong tells us what he has learned about Norfolk MP and trade union pioneer Joseph Arch. Of course, we have our regular contributors, and readers this month are Kevin Ford, Jill Jewell, John Francis. Up first, Emma Lee, editor of Norfolk Magazine.
Welcome to the August issue of Norfolk Magazine. I've been feeling a bit starstruck this month. A few weeks ago, I got the train all the way from Norwich to Edinburgh to spend less than 24 hours in the city. Not so much a mini break, but a micro break. And the reason? To see Taylor Swift as her Eras tour rolled into the city. It was all a bit different from when she played Earlham Park in Norwich as part of Radio 1's Big Weekend back in 2015. Then I only had to hop on the number 25 bus to get there, for a start. Taylor was already a big, big star back then. Her album, 1989, featuring classics like Shake It Off and Style, had been released a year previously. But amazingly, she wasn't even the headliner of the event, as that honour went to Foo Fighters. It felt like a huge gig at the time, but it was an intimate show compared to the size of the crowd that packed out Murrayfield and literally caused the earth to move on her three nights in the Scottish capital. And what a show it was! 3.5 hours passed in the blink of an eye. No sooner has she started with Miss Americana and the Heartbaked Prince from the Lover era than it seemed she was wrapping up the show with Karma from the Midnights era. It was an unforgettable show, and it's safe to say that I'm a fully fledged Swiftie. The second reason I've been feeling starstruck is that I've met a hero closer to home. I'm a big fan of knitting, but I wouldn't attempt anything more complicated than a scarf. So I'm awed by 95-year-old superstar knitter and fundraiser extraordinaire Margaret Seaman's incredible woolen versions of Great Yarmouth Seafront and Sandringham. It was an honour to meet her when we were invited along to Wroxham Miniature Worlds, where her creations are going to be on permanent display for everyone to enjoy. It was an inspiration and a delight hearing her incredible story, and I hope that you enjoy reading it too. There is a lot of creativity in this issue. Rowan Mantell takes a look at a fascinating book about the East Anglian folk tradition, which celebrates the creativity in our communities. Elsewhere in this issue, we head to the farm. Over the last few years, sunflower picking has become a summer tradition, and we meet Tom Wright and Joe Sindel of Ha Ha Farm at Strumpshaw and discover how it's just one of the ways in which they've been diversifying on their land. Until next month.
I find it hard to believe that Taylor Swift and the Foo Fighters played Earlham Park in 2015. But then I really can't believe the Beatles played at the ABC Cinema in Great Yarmouth twice in 1963. Wow.